There are so many relationships that are failing because one of the mates have not actually learned the fine art of love. It is perplexing because they have stated to their significant other that they love them, but something seems to be happening from when they verbalize the word love and to when they are actually showing love. People are shattered when the love of their life has disappeared somewhere off in the distance, and the love you thought you had was just a very beautiful mirage. This has placed you in a perpetual downward spiral that doesn't seem to end. The Relationship Therapy Podcast will help you understand the problem of not really knowing love.
You've tuned into the Relationship Therapy Podcast with Tony Miller Sr., a podcast designed for couples who are married, couples who are dating, and have marriage in their future. We will guide you to the principles that will make your relationship better. Stick around. You might just learn something that will help your relationship last longer, grow stronger, and become healthier. Now, here's your host, Tony Miller Sr.
Hello, everybody. This is your host, Tony Miller Sr., and welcome to another episode of the Relationship Therapy Podcast. That's right. We are back for season four. I know that we've been gone for quite a while, but we are working on some new things that we're wanting to present to you, new material, new ways of presenting the material to you. And our goal is to make relationships last longer, grow stronger, and become healthier. In this opening episode, I will be talking about love. Yes, that's right. You heard it. I'm talking about love. And during premarital counseling sessions with couples, I often ask them the question, what is love in a relationship? More than most have an extremely hard time articulating their answer. They may know what they're trying to say, but they fail to say it in their answer. And part of the reason is we tend to equate love with our feelings instead of our choices. If we hang feelings as a definition of love, what happens when your mate does something that you don't like? Won't feelings change? Once that happens, are you still in love? That's why I say that love is a choice made by each individual. Because despite how you feel about your mate, you can still choose to love them. Don't get me wrong, feelings are involved in love, but it must go deeper than that. And I'm so glad to be back because in this episode entitled Defining Our Love, I want to show you what is truly involved when you say, I love you to your mate. Let's go. As we begin talking about defining our love, let's start with this one right here. Love is loyalty. Now, for so many of you, you may not know what that is. You've never felt it in any relationship that you've been a part of. But I have to say this, every couple is different. I hope we can all agree to that. However, in healthy relationships, there has to be loyalty. If there is no loyalty, do you even have a relationship? Loyalty can strengthen relationships because people are more honest and forthcoming when they know that their significant other is going to be loyal to them. It promotes trust and closeness in the relationship. And loyalty must run both ways. It can never be one-sided because if it's one-sided, it is going to lead you down some dangerous roads from where your relationship may never return. So what does loyalty in relationships mean? It means having trust, honor, respect, support, devotion, and even honesty within that relationship. If any of those that I just listed dies out, the relationship will soon start dying as well. I understand what many of you listening are probably thinking, and that is, isn't not being caught up in adultery a form of loyalty? That should be automatic. That means that you've committed yourself to that individual and no one else. And you must be sure that you're going to cover yourself in that relationship as you're covering your mate. When you say that you love someone, you should have a feeling of obligation to that person and to that person alone. And you should want the best for them. And one of the best things for your mate going forward is for you to show them loyalty. You have to remember, love is an action word. So your action should be being loyal to that one. The first point I gave you as I'm defining our love, love is loyalty. But here's number two, love is learning. In great or even good relationships, one of the things that helps set the tone of that relationship is how well you learn your mate during the first few years together. It's like you're going to school all over again to collect all the information that is needed in order to pass the upcoming test. This is the test that you will definitely have to face over and over again. Believe it or not, but couples are always testing each other, whether they do this by accident and in some cases intentionally. Tests from your significant other is going to happen. Hopefully, more of these tests are by accident, because if you're consciously planning to take your loved one through the myriad of tests that they're eventually going to face and you're doing it intentionally, then you're already setting your relationship up to fail. Here's how you should be learning during your relationship. First, listening. It is important for us to listen to not only what our mate says, but also how they say it. It can teach us a valuable lesson on how important what they are saying is to them. The more emphatic they are, the more important it is to them. Plus, listening gives you clues to what actually drives them and what places a smile on their faces or contentment in their heart. Secondly, you learn by watching them. Their routine or lack thereof can open doorways to keeping love strong in the relationship. For instance, I'm a creature of habit for most things in my life. And my wife had to adapt to that. She had to learn me by watching my routine. And that only happens because she took the time to watch and listen to me. That's how she learned. And then the third thing within love is learning. It involves having deep and meaningful conversations. These conversations empties you and your mate to each other. That gives both of you an opportunity to not cross such boundaries that the other person has set up, or it even opens boundaries that had been set up before. Either way you look at it, it is helpful toward learning your mate. And as they start really getting to know you and start loving you, they need to make sure they start learning you as well. It's just that important. Take the time to learn your mate. So I've given you number one, love is loyalty. And number two, love is learning. Here is the final one we're going to use in this episode. Love is a lifestyle. this last one may be the most important one, especially for younger couples just getting started. And when I say young, I don't mean age-wise. I mean just getting started in that relationship. You must begin the relationship living and setting up your life like you're full of love. As I said earlier, feelings has its place, but your lifestyle of love will display to your mate that you're serious about what you both are building together. When you have a lifestyle of love, you will develop positive habits that you and your boo will continue to look forward to during the entirety of your marriage. It can be a dangerous experience if your lifestyle changes over a long period of time. When your mate is used to you being one way, and then all of a sudden you begin to change and you're another way, that automatically disrupts the flow, or should I say the rhythm, of the relationship. Last season, I spoke a lot about the relationship rhythm and how important it is. And believe me, it's truly important. Please go back and listen to them to refresh your mind on the subject of relationship rhythm. A lifestyle of love should be something that you and your mate are counting on to keep the love flowing. I'm not saying stay routine in every aspect of your relationship, because some aspects of your relationship needs spontaneity, if you know what I mean. Love your mate enough to go the extra mile so they can really count on you being their love mate. Because I'm sure you're looking for that same accountability from them. And if you're looking for it from them, you can rest assured they're looking for it from you. So make love a lifestyle that you can live up to with your significant other. Well, that's all I have for you this week. So remember, as you're defining your love, make sure love is loyalty, love is learning, and love is a lifestyle. That will go a long way toward maintaining the strength of your relationship and the love that you're supposed to have. Listen, I'm so excited that we're back. This is just episode one of season four, and we've got so much coming your way this year. We've got some special guests coming. We've got different type of interviews that we're doing. We even got some surprises coming your way this season. So just stay with us and keep love first. And like I like to end all of our episodes, remember, it takes two to make a relationship work.
Thank you for listening to the Relationship Therapy Podcast with Tony Miller Sr. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. Tune in next time for more insight on how to make your relationship better. If you have any questions, please email us at tmrelationshiptherapy@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, remember, it takes two to make the relationship work.